Roger Belair is a 72-year-old from Edmonds, Washington. In 2011, he fell in love with a sport called pickleball.
You know, here was a sport that was very easy to learn. It's easy on the joints. It's great exercise. It's incredibly social. Somebody once said it's the most social sport since skinny dipping. And most importantly, it's fun.
In pickleball, teams of two face off on an undersized tennis court and hit a wiffle ball with oversized ping pong paddles.
Almost everybody can play this from 9 years old up to I played with people over 90 years old.
Roger travels the country, teaching the sport at retirement homes, high-end destination spas, and inside jails and prisons. Only a Game's Nico Emack has the story.
Roger Belair wasn't always focused on criminal justice reform. But one night, he was watching a 60-minute segment about Cook County Jail in Chicago.
The county sheriff, Tom Dart, says the jail has become a dumping ground for the poor and mentally ill.
If they're going to make it so that I am going to be the largest mental health provider, we're going to be the best ones. We're going to treat them as a patient while they're here. We are going to think differently.
I thought to myself, you know, this would be terrific sport that I love to introduce inside the prison system. It would give the people an opportunity to get some exercise and also learn life skills like learning from mistakes, thinking about consequences, being a good teammate.
Not to mention,
the most popular sport on the inside is basketball, but you have young, aggressive men. And as you can imagine, once they get on the court, there's a lot of injuries. There's some people that even want to eliminate basketball from being played on the inside.
Roger thought pickleball was the perfect alternative. So in 2017, he decided to write a letter to Cook County, America's largest jail, asking to teach pickleball to the detainees. His family thought he was delusional.
They said, this time you've lost it. You've lost it before, but this time it's really over the top. And not only that, but you can go ahead and you can write Sheriff Dart a letter, but don't even expect a reply.
Roger wrote the letter anyway. He says Sheriff Tom Dart had never heard of pickleball.
But over dinner that night, mentioned it to his 8-year-old daughter. And she said something like, "Oh, Dad, you're so out of it. I'll tell you about pickleball."
A few weeks later, Roger was inside the walls of Cook County.
It was the first time I've ever been in a prison, and it's very unsettling. Prisons are very tough on the inside. You know, it's not a friendly environment. There's no laughter. People are in there for serious crimes. I was particularly nervous once I stood up in front of the men and started telling them what the game was and wasn't getting much of a positive reaction.
I spoke to a 34-year-old detainee at Cook County who was charged with murder. He told me how pickleball helps give him something to look forward to, how it takes the stress away, and how it makes him want to do better. Roger doesn't shy away from the reality that he works with violent men, accused of unsettling crimes. But that's what drives his work.
If guys don't behave, they can't play. I know one situation where one inmate screamed at another, "I beat the hell out of you, but if I did, I couldn't play pickleball." Well, how wonderful is that? I know another situation where two guys were out on the court. They gave each other high fives and then realized that they belonged to opposite gangs.
After his success at Cook County, Roger was invited to teach pickleball at Rikers Island and Washington State Penitentiary. He's far from a bleeding heart, but he understands the reality that 95% of inmates will be released at some point.
They're going to be out on our freeways, they're going to be in our shopping malls, they're going to be in parks where our kids are playing. If we can make them better people on the inside, it's going to make it safer for all of us once they're on the outside.
Roger plans to continue traveling the country, teaching the game he loves, one correctional institution at a time.
I don't know how far this is going to go, but Johnny Appleseed started with one apple. And if I can help the world become a better place by making it safer for all of us, that's exactly what I want to do.
That story came from Only a Game's Nico Emack. We'd like to thank the Cook County leadership for their help with this story. We first heard about Roger Belair in an article written by Scott Gleason for USA Today. We'll have a link at onlyagame.org.